Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 173. I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic _ Syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my lovely co-host.
Mem the Beaner's here.
What up, G? What's good, man?
It's fucking Monday. We'd had our first basketball game.
Back at school, back at work.
Back at school.
Okay, cool.
And, man,
we fucking
murdered them. It was
dope, dude.
Dude, it was like 28-5.
Good job. What's fucking sport? Basketball?
Basketball.
Wow, dude.
I had to fucking pull out my players. The principal's fucking staring at me like, you're running up the score. Like, I'm not running up the goddamn score. These kids just can't play.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys can't steal anymore. Can't steal the ball no more.
Oh, fuck, dude.
This is the second quarter. You can't steal the court. You can't steal the ball.
Look away when fucking they have the ball.
Hands up.
Oh, jeez, dude.
Everybody in the key.
Yeah.
Let them pass the ball around.
Oh,
and
shit.
No more layups. You only have to shoot fucking threes. That's it. And
they would shoot threes.
That's it.
From the half court.
And we don't even count threes in our.
Fuck, dude.
But just to be that far away.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I took out my players, and he's like, well, why is she? And I go, well, fucking, I have the three best sitting down. What do you want me to do? Take her out and put one in the better ones?
Crazy, dude.
We have sloppy defense, though. We have a lot of fouls. We need to work on that.
Okay.
I think we were like 5 fouls, and they had one.
Wow.
One of them had four. One of my kids. She's a monster.
Dope, dude. Well, fucking good job, man.
It's like, fuck, just lay down. Just, you know, what are you gonna do?
Damn, dude. Well, that's kind of cool, man. Well, good on you, man. Congrats again. How was your weekend, dude?
It was good. Saw the game, some games yesterday.
We'll jump into that.
Yeah. Well, how was your weekend, bro?
Busy working, head off yesterday, so caught a few games we'll talk about in a bit, dude. Okay, did you do anything exciting real quick? That was the excitement.
That was the excitement.
Okay, cool, man. Do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
Sure.
Okay. Episode 73 we hit was best of 2014.
2014.
And we hit Twitter love shoutouts. We hit football picks, final week NFL. We hit what the fuck news, Chinese doctors punished for so-called surgery selfies. We hit a feel-good story, kids letter to Santa go gets grandfather Christmas off from work.
Nice.
And then we hit the end of the year best of award nominations and winners. Book of the year, yours was Avenger and X-Men Access number 8.
Oh,
mine was Animal Man number 29.
The last one.
Yep. Dual Writer Artist of the Year. Yours was Rick Remender and Matteo Scalera for Black Science.
Yeah.
Mine was Jonathan Hickman and Nick Dragota for East of West.
Oh.
Shitty Series of the Year. Both of ours was Harley Quinn.
Man, it's like
they're consistent.
Consistently putting out bad Harley Quinns.
Yep.
Thank you.
Arc of the Year. Yours was Deadly Class Season 1. Rick Remender, Wes Craig. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Mine was Animal Man, Evolve or Die, Jeff Lemire, written and drawn by Jeff Lemire. Most underrated book of the year. It was a new topic for us. Yours was Gotham Academy. Mine was Animal Man.
It was. Those two were just
consistent.
Nobody fucking read Animal Man.
No,
I'm surprised you went 29 issues.
Yes, me too, dude.
You know?
Yeah, totally, totally. Our next one's going to be most underrated. Okay, most consistent book of the year. Yours was Black Science, Rick Remender and Matteo Scalera. Mine was Nailbiter, Joshua Williamson and Mike Henderson. And then event of the year, yours was Avengers and X-Men Axis. Mine was Inhumanity.
Nice.
More of a Thanos. So that's what we hit, man, 100 episodes ago.
Nice.
All right, dude, you want to hit some football talk now? You said you hung out with Val, you said?
Yeah, we went to went to Chili's. They weren't open.
On Sunday?
They said, I called them. They said, we'd be open at 10:45. I'm like, what the fuck? Nobody was there by the... Nobody. It was me, Val, and some old dude. Grumpy motherfucker.
In the fucking restaurant?
In the parking lot.
Oh, no
shit.
So
we go to the door, fucking banging on the door. We want our fucking wings.
Huh.
And nope, no dice. So we went to TGIF's, and nobody was there either, but there was a couple people watching the Miami game, and they have a better food app. You get, like, unlimited wings or...
Oh, appetizers, yeah.
For $10.
That's not bad.
Really good food. I mean, not a lot like, oh, God, we're going to get shit food.
True.
But it was good. We left early after the Steeler game.
Okay, cool.
There was no... I mean, you guys had a bye week, right?
Just about kind of did, yeah.
Then we went to Sam's and... bought some shit.
Dope, dude. Right on. Okay, football talk, dude. So, with the playoffs, dude, Oakland lost to Houston Texans 14-27. Let me see. Detroit lost to Seattle last night 6-26. Wow, that was an ass whipping. All these scores were ass whippings.
Fucking blowouts. These teams should not have been there.
Agreed, agreed. The Steelers, like you mentioned, beat Miami 30-12.
How do you feel them not taking out the top three guys in the fourth? I mean, you fucking won, bro.
Yeah, definitely, dude. I think they should have taken him out. Okay. I wish I was Tomlin or could he be in his ear, but he does know what he's doing too. But fuck. I don't want to risk. And Ben did kind of get hurt from his ankle, so that's a good call, dude. And then the last one was the New York Giants lost to the Green Bay Packers 13-30.
Did you see that fucking pass of the second?
Yeah, dude.
Like nobody just kind of everyone just stood there.
And he caught it, dude. That Hail Mary.
He didn't even raise his hand.
I know. It was right in his fucking gut, dude. Yeah, yeah. So that was nice, dude. Aaron Rodgers is a beast in fucking playoffs. But then again, a lot of these teams are, dude. So off of last week, dude, you got 3 wins. Sergio and I split 4 wins apiece. New totals are going to be, Adam has 154 points. Oh, I went against Steelers. Yep. I have 155 points. Sergio has 156 points.
I'm third place.
You are in third place,
That's last place.
So now, yeah, if you're not first, you're last, dude. So Sergio's still rocking it, dude. Saturday's game, divisional rounds of playoffs now, dude. Saturday at 135, Seahawks at the Falcons. Who are you taking?
Seahawks and who?
Falcons. Wow, Adam.
My boss said the same thing. Don't fucking Falcons suck. Don't put your money on that. I go, man, Falcons are a tough team, bro.
True, very true. But I think this is going to be their biggest test. I pulled up their schedule, and they didn't play that
nobody good
top tier teams. Wow. No, dude. But he was still able to put up numbers. Seahawks, that defense, dude, is solid.
Yes. Fuck.
Do I want to back you up? I am going Seahawks, I believe, dude. Oof. All right. Next one's going to be on still Saturday. Texans versus the Patriots at 5:15.
That should be a blowout.
We're going to sweep that too, right?
JJ Watt's not even playing, right?
No, he's dead. He's dead. And Brock Osweiler, right, for the Texans? He sucks, dude, yeah. Sunday's games, January 15th, is going to be Steelers at Chiefs at 10 in the morning. It's hard to play Kansas City at home. Their defense is fucking sick. I'm not scared of Alex Smith at all. It's just that defense is fucking
defense
up.
Is pretty...
And in saying that, our offense is fucking unbelievably sick. I'm going Steelers, dude. This, on paper, should be a great game.
Dude. Kansas is tough, dude.
Yep.
Fucking tough. But you know what? I want to see a third round Patriots and Steelers.
Oh, I'm down with that.
Okay, Steelers on.
All right, dope. Next one's going to be last game on Sunday at 1:40, Packers at the Cowboys. How do you feel about this, dude? Now, like I just said, Aaron Rodgers is sick in playoffs. So is Ben. So is Brady. Those are the teams to beat, dude, really. Even the Seattle Seahawks, dude, they are contenders all the time.
I have to go Cowboys.
I want to go Cowboys, and it's at Cowboys, dude. I have a feeling, and I would love for, you know, the Cowboys to go another round, but I think they're going to choke, dude.
You think Cowboys are going to choke?
I think they're going to choke.
They're a young team.
They are a young team, dude. And it's the first time in the playoffs. Granted, it's home. They had a week off.
Shit.
I'm going to go. My heart says go Cowboys. I'm going to go Packers.
It's for your pops, bro.
I know. And I want to see. Come on. I want to see the game with my pops. Okay, Super Bowl. If the Steelers make it, I don't want to hang out with anyone. I want to watch the game alone. If the Steelers play the Cowboys, I'm going to meet up with my pops and do that, you know, and watch the Super Bowl. If Steelers do not make it, then I'm going to go to a Super Bowl party. Okay. I really want to enjoy my game and just enjoy my game, dude. Mm-hmm. So last game of football. And now it sounds like a loner, but it's my boys, dude. Fuck, I don't want anyone to interrupt
You know. So where you're going to watch it at, though, by yourself?
I don't know. Probably at my play. I don't know. That's a good question, dude. Packers at Cowboys, you're going Cowboys?
Yes.
All right, Sergio, we need your picks on me. Cool, man. Well, you said blowouts. There's not even anything worth talking about then for
the
games, right?
I mean, right now is the game right now is the college championship right now.
Oh, shit.
Who's Alabama playing? And somebody. I don't know the other team.
Not Clemson, right? No.
It was Clemson.
Was it?
I think so because I heard Lou say it. Okay. I was like, who the fuck is Clemson? So.
Nice, dude. The college games have been pretty exciting, too, this season.
Pretty cool. It's kind of sad it's coming to an end, but.
Football, I love another it,
fucking
dude.
6 months.
I know, man. All right, dude. Let's hit some what the fuck news, dude. Woman drives into river to avoid cops. Boozes as car floats.
Hey, when your cops are after you, bro, my car turns into a boat.
I know, right, dude? Brum, 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 brum. This one happened in New York, Pennsylvania. Came out 1/6. Police say a Pennsylvania woman drove into a river to avoid arrest, then ignored officers and continued drinking beer as she floated in the vehicle.
Yes.
Imagine that.
She's floating
away.
She
cracks one open.
grab the rope, you're going to drown.
The New York Daily Record reports police approached the woman near a boat launch Monday to arrest her for fleeing from them earlier. She was wanted for running a stop sign. Idiot, that's all she did.
Oh, my gosh, she's done.
Yeah, they say she hit the gas and barreled into the Susquehanna River. They say officers tried to communicate with her, but she just ignored them and drank her beer. I like
bitches,
her.
Bitches, right? What's up?
A fire department boat brought the woman back to shore. The woman was taken to York Hospital, and police continue to investigate. Her name hasn't been released.
Damn.
That's a
fucking Little
idiot.
Mermaid, dude.
Ariel. So she's idiot of the week or ballsy person?
Stop sign, bro? That's like, I know. That's like maybe, well, she was drunk.
She was drunk.
So they probably would have picked up
I
on
like
it.
That. Next one is definitely idiot of the week, dude. This one's deputy. Man stole work tools, then accidentally called boss. January 6th as well. This one happened in Fairmont, West Virginia. Authorities say a man stole tools from his workplace at an auto repair shop and then accidentally called his boss as he tried to sell them.
Sir, hey buddy, how do you work the drill?
I know.
The one that stole it? No, the other one.
No, yeah, they were all stolen, Dick. citing an arrest report at the Times West Virginian says the owner of the repair shop in the community of Millersville told deputies that one of his employees recently called him about tools he was selling. There you go. The owner said the employee immediately hung up after he realized who he had called. Smooth, dude. So idiot of the week for sure.
Fucking idiot.
All right, man.
Don't steal and don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
God, this is a new year.
Yeah, touche, man. Okay, and the last one I have for what the fuck news is just interesting news, not even what the fuck. Norway is the first country to kill its FM radio network.
Like just straight no.
FM radio. And then if you have questions, feel free to ask, dude. Norway is going to be the first country in the world to phase out FM radio.
Wow.
FM stations will begin to go silent in parts of the country next week, and the shutdown process will be complete by the end of 2017, according to the government.
Go for it. I wonder if this they're trying to control what's being
broadcasted. Not
because really. I'm not really know what Norway's I don't know.
The FCC, I believe, still has regulation.
Okay.
Over anything that's broadcasted.
Huh.
I guess, right? I mean, it's got to be international, right?
Right.
Let me do some homework on the FCC, dude. Because we need it in. Well, the FCC, they can suck our balls because they can't
Kevin
tell
and
us
Bean
shit.
Over there, right?
No, probably not. Stream them. The Nordic county, I'm sorry, country is switching from FM to digital radio called DAB, which is digital audio broadcasting. So that makes sense.
That sounds nice. I like that.
Because the digital option offers more channels, better audio quality, and savings for broadcasters. The main reason that Norway is the first is because of the Norwegian landscape, which has deep fjords, high mountains, and scattered communities, the government said in a statement. That makes it particularly expensive to operate the Norwegian FM networks compared with other countries.
No, I can see that. I mean, right? You know, like if you live here, oh, you could just get that Mexican
channel.
And
the way it's broadcasted. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Fuck, I gotta learn Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And the peaks and valleys are, like it says, the fjords and the mountains, like that would be harder to broadcast, you know, through the network. The government estimates that radio stations will save more than 200 million kroner, which comes out to $23.5 million a year.
I thought you say $25.
by ditching FM, allowing them to invest further in radio content.
Okay,
not bad, dude. It doesn't expect any jobs will be directly affected by the shutdown as stations will switch to broadcasting via DAB. There is an exception card out of the regulations that will allow some very small local stations to continue broadcasting on FM frequencies. Norway does not have any AM stations. The move from analog to digital comes after more than a decade of government planning. Critics say the switch could have could leave 2 million cars without radio access, a possible safety hazard.
I was going to say that too. I mean, like,
that's true though, right?
Like
when you get the radio broadcasting,
it's always but yeah. Do we really? Like today's cars, today's technology.
Most of them have satellite.
I mean, you have Pandora. You could stream podcasts like ours, which is on iTunes, by the way.
Nice plug.
But do you usually listen to the radio, like in your car?
Weird. KLOS I listen to in radio morning talk.
Okay.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are fucking hilarious. I listen to the Kevin and Bean podcast.
Not the live show.
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the same thing, but you just listen to it.
So it's a bummer when, like, call now for to win tickets. Like, I don't get to win tickets. So I normally listen to that. And then a lot of podcasts at work, though.
Yeah, man. I wish I miss working security so I can
listen to more podcasts. I know, dude. There's, the content out there is so fucking good, dude. Norway's local radio association. It's called Norsk Local Radio Forbund. I don't know. Has also warned the cost of buying new radios will hit consumers. I'm sorry. Tabloid newspaper Dagbladet. Wow. Said two-thirds of respondents in a recent survey opposed the forced switch from FM radio. So that's pretty much, in a nutshell, looking at it, is when TVs went digital too.
Yes.
And they started telling people you have to buy a digital
antenna.
Or, there you go, yeah. So that phase out went pretty smooth, right?
Things are going to be phased out. I mean, look at tapes, we're gone.
Definitely.
VHS, we're gone.
Now, that's a great way to look at it.
Like DVDs are gonna be gone, and you know things are books are fucking almost gone.
Oh, definitely, dude. You're definitely right.
You
on
know,
that.
I was like,
and I brought in over a few on that because technically we do radio, we do internet radio. I mean, we podcast. We are podcasters. So I was digging a little bit deeper in how analog radio works now.
Okay.
In order to get where we need to go, it's important to understand where we're at and why it's necessary to make the change in the first place. Terrestrial radio obviously isn't a new technology, but instead it is one that predates the 1900s.
Hmm.
Okay. Guglielmo Marconi is credited with the first successful application of wireless technology after sending out the first radio signal consisting of a single letter S in 1895.
1895?
Yeah. Wow. Crazy, right? Now, trip on this. Modern radio was later patented by Nikola Tesla in 1943, leading to modern use of terrestrial radio as we know it today. And in all honesty, not much has changed from Tesla's first, quote-unquote, modern radio. In fact, a lot of the vintage stuff is still being used today. The technology itself is remarkably simple. Terrestrial radio has two main parts, a receiver and a transmitter. The transmitter sends radio waves called continuous sine waves, using one of two types of modulation. These two types of modulation are AM, which is called amplitude modulation, or FM, frequency modulation.
Huh. I never knew what that FM meant, like, right? Stand for.
Pretty cool, man. And this was why I thought it was interesting. Yeah. Dude. I mean, definitely for us, dude. The main differences between the two is frequency range. 800 megahertz for FM or 49 megahertz for AM. The total number of frequencies and the transmitter power. The receiver exists to capture these sine waves and make playback possible. Much like the digital switch that occurred in recent years for television. Okay, so that's where we went. And now digital radio features, things that analog could never offer, such as, now this is more digital. That's how the analog was. This is what they want to route with the digital. This is what it offers. More channels and content offerings. So commercials, more commercials, I guess.
Right.
Higher bit rate audio. Ability to pause and play rewind live radio.
Ooh,
that's kind of cool, right?
That's cool.
Ability, the ability to easily tune by searching for station names rather than frequencies.
I always hated that.
Yeah,
shit.
Right.
Fucking new battery.
Yeah, or you're in a shitty area of LA and like you don't get your favorite radio station.
Yeah,
you're staticky. So that's another thing. And the last one was an enhanced experience, such as a phone numbers or websites that corresponds with ads, album art, and news or content information about the band currently playing. So that's kind of cool.
So on your dash, it'll say
just about, dude.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom.
How does digital radio work? And okay, we'll go into this real quick. It's a quick kill, and then we can rock and roll. Like terrestrial radio, digital radio sends a signal through the air that a receiver captures and plays through your speakers. The main difference between the two is that digital doesn't send complete information all at once. Instead, it compresses the audio and transmits it from an antenna in pieces.
Hmm.
So that's the way digital. So instead of sending one giant thing, it just sets off bits and pieces here and there.
And the digital does this.
Yeah, and okay. I guess that's how it picks up a lot better. The receiver then captures these pieces, much like it would on an analog signal. But instead of playing them, it decodes the encoded audio and pieces together the audio before playing it on your speakers. While this seems like an odd process, it's actually beneficial because the digital signal is broadcasted redundantly to improve playback.
Hmm.
While an analog signal can travel more distance, it is more prone to signal degradation from competing sources. Basically, this means that static hisses and missed bits of information were pieces of the signal that were lost during transmission. Digital radio doesn't have this problem. There are two reasons the signal is better in digital. Number one, receivers have advanced amplifiers which help to filter out competing signals. And number two, the information is sent redundantly. So even if bits and pieces are lost, the receiver is often able to formulate a sort of backup plan by pulling from one of the redundancies before playback. So it's just fucking all around fucking better to go digital.
That sounds good. I mean, it's the way of the future, man.
True that. Speaking of digital, you guys can subscribe to the Comic Syndicate podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. We're on now. Subscribe to the podcast, guys. Commercials? That was commercials. Well, we got commercials.
Yeah, go to our website, thecomiccity.com. You'll see two banners, one orange, one black. Amazon. Amazon is king. So if you guys were buying anything, you guys want to go to Amazon, you want it cheaper. Who wants to pay more for something?
Yeah.
And you guys will get 2-day free shipping if you go with the Black Prime. And they give you a free month. So you can, you like it, you don't like it, you can cancel it. But I guarantee you, you're going to love the if you buy a lot of stuff, you have, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
Free music, free movies, kind of like a Netflix music prime. Amazon Prime has their own kind of like Netflix thing. Mm-hmm. Good movies on there too. So go ahead and help us out. We appreciate everybody that's been helping us out this Christmas.
Just to piggyback you, yes, everyone that has helped us out, we totally appreciate it. We have a bunch of new equipment that we've been using the past 2 weeks, and last week sounded good, I think, dude.
We're kind of experimenting, so
keep
telling us if we're last week we're a little too low, maybe now we're a little too high. It's kind of hard to gauge. Bear with us for a couple episodes.
Yeah, definitely, dude. I mean, new equipment, and it's gonna happen. You know, the whole learning curve, anyways. But I think we're good, man.
Good times.
All right, guys, give us a few. We'll be back with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back
with Comic Talk.
That was kind of cool.
Not bad, right?
Right.
Pretty smooth, dude.
We're trying out our little live type thing.
Yes.
Getting ready for that kind of stuff.
Kind of smooth, though, transition.
Yeah. Very cool.
And with the bumper there is long enough for us to fucking...
To fucking move things around.
Yeah, sound-wise. Okay, guys, still let us know what you guys think. All right, man, first of all... We got movies, Affleck's The Batman, not a set thing, and why he might leave. Have you heard about any of those rumors yet?
No, he might leave Batman?
Oh, yeah, although forward momentum has Ben Affleck working on the Batman after Justice League, the actor, director, writer has thrown some cold water on the inevitability of it happening with some choice words to The Guardian. So he just says, okay, that's the idea, but it's not a set thing, and there's no script, said Affleck. If it doesn't come together in a way that I think is really great, I'm not doing it.
Wow.
So he's co-writing it with Geoff Johns.
Oh, so he's saying if he doesn't like Geoff Johns' input?
If he doesn't see the vision, like if he's not liking the vision of where the Batman movie is, he doesn't want to do it. I kind of respect that.
Yeah, but we're talking about Geoff Johns, and this guy... True. This guy can make any character
definitely, yeah,
into a fucking superstar.
Yeah. Next one's going to be Report, New Mutants, the movie, to feature McAvoy's Professor X. I'm down with that.
Who's McAvoy?
Professor X, the youngster.
Oh, so he's just going to be playing...
Professor X.
For now on.
For now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Next one's going to be Disney ends 2016 with over $3 billion at domestic box office. And that's for the movies they put out was Finding Dory, Doctor Strange, Civil War, Jungle Book. Just off the top of my head, dude.
You know what? I'm a little pissed off at Marvel and Disney right now. So
why is that?
Well, they're changing their
codes.
So when you buy a comic book at a comic book store, yep. You get the physical copy, and then they give you the digital copy, and and I guess they can that justifies the fucking $4 price tag, I guess, because you're paying $3 and you're actually paying, and you're getting another dollar for a fucking
comic. A digital copy, which, I mean, it's cool to have in your digital library. Right, well, this blows, go ahead.
Because they're saying, you know what,
now they're going to switch it up, yep.
We're going to give you three options that we're going to fucking pick, and that's what you're going to get. Two trades, and this February, this thing starts, and you get Civil War Zero, which everybody fucking has.
True, that, yeah.
Like, what the fuck? So I hope everyone outrages this, say, fuck you. Because a lot of people are like, you know what? The only reason I buy physical is so I can have my digital.
A lot of people do.
A lot of comic
you store. You and I read digitally
we more do. Than anything. I love reading digital. But the comic store is like, you know what, dude? I'm going to lose a lot of customers because that's why they're fucking doing this. Mm-hmm. And you guys are being Jews about it. I mean, how much more money do you fucking need, bro?
That is fucking true, dude.
So I'm a little mad. I'm a little pissed off. DC could come in and save the day.
Yeah, dude. DC's going to save the day, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Image should do this. You buy the physical.
Oh, that would be dope, dude.
Everybody should fucking do this.
But Image, when you buy their trade paperback, it gives you a code for the trade paperback. Don't they?
No.
No shit, huh?
I don't think so. Maybe. Huh. I haven't bought an Image.
It's been a while for me too, dude.
Maybe. I doubt it.
Though. Okay, we'll double check that. Okay, next one's going to be Woody Harrelson in talks to play Han Solo's mentor in Star Wars spinoff. I like Woody Harrelson, dude. Honestly, dude, I think the casting they've been doing for the Marvel movies and even for the Disney movies, Star Wars, would have been good.
Yeah, I trust him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a stoner, but fuck it, dude. Stoner in Star Wars, you know, would be dope, dude. Next one is going to be still Star Wars. Star Wars brain trust to meet about Leia's film future. Ooh. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the two remaining entries in the third Star Wars trilogy were both set to feature key scenes for Fisher's character, a late Leia reunion with Luke Skywalker, and a confrontation with Kylo Ren, her son who killed Harrison Ford's Han Solo in 2015's The Force Awakens. So now they're pretty much tossing ideas out, like...
What do we do?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Are we going to CGI her, which they did?
It would look a lot better.
Or are we going to write her off? Or are we going to kill her off?
I think they maybe kill her off. I mean, they killed off fucking...
But do you want to leave that fucking...
Well, remember last week we were talking about that. Maybe with these older actors, they should start filming some kind of...
Like, just in case.
Just in case, here's a death scene.
True.
I know it might be weird.
It kind of sounds morbid, but yeah, you're kind of onto something.
You know, my grandma, you know.
Yeah.
You got to take care of yourself.
No. You got to hit the fucking gym a little bit.
You got to hit the gym. Dude. You don't look like a Jedi. You look like you ate a Jedi.
Oh, jeez, dude. Next one's going to be for just comic news, dude. Jeff Johns hints he'll write Watchmen-focused comic.
Okay.
Now,
another Watchmen. Did you?
I did.
Everybody fucking loves it.
Everyone swears by it, dude.
I don't know, but I read it and it's just like, man, it's kind of.
It's not kinda boring, that, man. Dude.
It's kind of fucking.
It's good. It's not like, I don't know. Next one's gonna be Bullseye co-creator Marv Wolfman returns to Marvel's Most Dangerous Killer. So Marv Wolfman will team with Alec Morgan for an all new story about Daredevil's deadliest enemy.
Did you hear about that writer? That fucking, they found porn, child porn.
Oh, that came out today, dude.
Did you read any of his books?
I don't know, dude.
He did a couple Marvel to Tomorrow Man or something. I don't know.
I believe I might have, dude.
Fuck the fucking.
They came out today, dude.
Kind of.
Child pornography, fucking.
Or is fucking. I don't know. That's fucking sick, bro.
No, I totally agree, man. Next one's going to be, last one is going to be Nick Fury series announced from James Robinson and ACO. The Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And son of Nick Fury Sr. stars in his first ongoing series for James Robinson.
Okay.
So I'm kind of curious about that. I'm pretty sure it's going to get canceled. I mean, I'll call it right now.
Yeah.
I like James Robinson writing.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's all I got for comic news. What you got for us to start off with?
I read a couple books. I read Earth Mightiest Heroes number 1. This is the fucking Marvel 1 thing. Whatever, it's like the reboot again, new story.
Yeah.
So we got new members of this team. We got Wasp, Hercules, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is in it?
Oh, Hercules. I mean, Jesus. You know, fucking.
Like, holy shit, Marvel.
Hercules is cool. The art's really well. It's like painted.
Okay.
And since Tony is out and the three kids have made their own team, champions, Sam Wilson's fucking looking for anyone that fucking wants to join in. Like, hey, you know, you look like you're strong and your comic book sucks, so why don't you join the Avengers?
Yeah.
So he makes this team. They have no money, so they're looking into Parker Industries to fund their team.
Yeah.
And he's more than happy to do it, but I guess Wasp has a problem with Spider-Man. They don't like each other, but she doesn't know that Parker's fucking Spider-Man.
Yes.
So they you know, okay, here's your house. You guys are gonna fucking do your thing. I gave you a new ship.
Yep.
Blah blah blah. So the story goes into they're still looking for Vision. He went somewhere, and we find out very soon that he is fighting Kane. Yep. Kane's still fucking mad about where the fuck's my kid.
True, yeah.
What to do with
that.
Him.
I did read that one, yeah.
And something, they go over there and they fight, and he splits in two. Something weird happens where there's two Kings, and he did something where he doesn't affect the timeline if both Kanes are fucking staring at each other. Like, you know, Back to the Future, you can't fucking see your fucking self.
Yeah.
Well, this doesn't apply to Kane. Mm-hmm. So they work together. They pretty much fucking mold through the Avengers. They fuck up Vision pretty bad. And he's fucked up. And Kane goes in there, you know, where's my son, bitch? And he's like, I'm not going to tell you. So he kind of like drills into his memory, fucking sticks in a USB.
Yeah.
into
yeah.
his head.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
And he's not there. He goes, I took that shit offline. Like, I erased it from my memory so you couldn't get it. So they're like, fuck, let's go back in time. Let's look at the fucking, if we can find this. And they find it, and the two Kanes work together. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to really fuck up these Avengers for fucking with us.
Yeah.
So they start going back in time and start fucking them up when they were babies.
Yeah.
So they start like Parker when he's a little baby. Done. I don't know if he kills him.
This is issue number one, right?
Yeah, this is issue number one. And he goes into all Thor. They go to her and they go...
Everyone.
Trying to take and then they go into present where like they have like a group. They're all talking. They kind of like phase out. Like, what the fuck? And they stop it there. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I didn't like it.
I kind of liked how Kang is fucking with time and he could
do... Yeah, I mean, how
are you going to back to the point. Yeah, yeah.
So... I'll read the next one, I guess.
Cool. Okay, that wasn't bad, dude. That one came out last month, 2 months ago.
Oh, did it?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, man. First one I'm going to hit is going to be Unworthy Thor number 2. This one's written by Jason... I'm sorry. Jason Aaron, right?
Yeah.
Jason Latour, Oliver Coppel. Anyways, dude, here we go, dude. It's going to be issue number 1 ended with The Unseen, which is Nick Fury, White. Nick Fury.
Okay.
And after, not Secret Wars. Civil War. After Secret Wars, what? Right? Before Secret Wars. Anyways, he becomes the Watcher. He's called the Unseen now.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's in chains and he's the one who told Thor, you're unworthy to hold your hammer.
Yeah, what? Yeah, do we don't find out, do we?
Not yet. Okay. But this is cool because number one, pretty much that's how it started. Dude, the end of that one was really cool because Beta Ray Bill shows up and he's like, Thor, I heard the news. You're unworthy. Please take my fucking hammer. Like, you've always been a good friend. You are worthy. Take my hammer. Thor almost takes it and he's like, no, that belongs to you. I appreciate it. So number two starts off now with the continuation of that. And it starts off with Beta Ray Bill like, please take the fucking hammer. Nope. Tell me what happened with Asgard. It disappeared. Well, how did it disappear? Well, we find out exactly how it disappeared. They get attacked right off the bat by some new characters. We want to say we'll see. Very cool moment happens, though. Odin's son even says now that he's not worthy, as he's not Thor anymore, and he denies the offer. Okay, there you go. Then we get a cool team up as they're attacked by, I guess, droids is what it is, dude. Some sort of droids. We then see a plant set in motion and Odin's son getting blasted. Then we see him frightened by sleep. Like, since he lost his hammer, he doesn't want to get any sleep because he doesn't want to have these nightmares. And it's really cool because as he gets blasted, kind of knocks him out unconscious. That's when his mind starts fucking with him. And it's really cool because he wakes up and he has Mjolnir, his own hammer, on his chest. But because he's unworthy, he can't take off his the hammer. He can't pick it up. And it sucks because you can see like the hammer crushing his chest, dude. It's really cool. And he's like, fuck, this is a nightmare. And to top things off, it gets better because now a bunch of hammers are just raining down on him.
Oh, shit.
And he's laying there. So it's a really cool panel, dude. And even the end of the dream, the nightmare, we see a character we haven't seen in a long time. We see Gore from the God Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And oh. Thor killed him. Yeah, and yeah. He keeps seeing this guy in his nightmares now, dude. And he's like, "I told you the world was better off with gods." And yeah. his take on it was, "Nope, oh, fuck you guys. You guys are bastards." So it was really cool to see fucking Gore. We haven't seen him since you got me into.
Fuck, that was like two years.
Which
years
is still ago. Dope, dude.
Good comic.
And Jason Aaron is still fucking writing Thor, and he's writing Thor fucking so great, dude. So let me see. Okay, as it goes on, dude, then we get an interesting panel from the Collector, and he's the one behind everything. He's the one who stole Asgard. Now, he's the one who sent these droids after both Thors, so he can figure out how to pick up a hammer that happens to be on this Asgard world realm, and it's the ultimate universe hammer.
How convenient.
Yeah. And it's funny because like they tell Thor straight up, "All right, bitch, pick it up. Tell us the secrets. You have to be worthy. I can't pick it up, bitch. Pick up the fucking hammer. Tell us the fucking secrets. If not, then it's cool." The Collector pulls some fucking gnarly move where it's like, "You see this little kid? Yeah, he's the last one of his kind. You're not gonna find any more of his race ever again. I'll give you to the count of five or else I'm going to kill this kid." Yeah, so it's really cool because he literally counts down and Thor's like, "You fucking bastard, no." And he's like, "Well,
three.
Yeah, lovely, dude. So it was really cool. I guess Thor is able to reach out, not pick up the hammer yet. He's too far from it. But he's able to use its powers and blast some electricity, some thunder. So it's really cool to see that. And the Collector's like, "Okay. So you're not going to tell me the secrets?" Blast the kid anyway.
Oh,
sad, fucked up, dude. Jesus. But I'm like, holy shit, he fucking did it. So it was really cool, dude. That's how that one ends. Now, no, actually, this one doesn't end yet. The ending was great because we see someone seeking a tribute and somebody giving a tribute to Thanos, of all people.
Hmm.
He comes up to Thanos and he's like, "I know of a weapon you might be able to use or you might want to know about. And it's about the hammer."
From Ultimate.
Yeah. So it's cool. I liked it, dude. The art was fucking great, dude. Jason Latour, I believe. But so yeah, it was dope, dude.
So we got some Thanos going for it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So go for it, man.
Cool. I read not such a great book. Civil War number 8.
Oh, that was so not a great book.
You know, Marvel is classic. Writers are classic. They go good.
Yeah.
And then lose the steam.
Yeah,
loses steam and then nothing. So this book was, I mean, to sum it all up, it's just punching Iron Man in the face every panel.
Just about
every panel. So they finally fight it out. She punches him and he gets a couple punches in, but then she literally lays him out like out of his fucking out of his armor. He's unconscious and. Before this, he already had a plan B. He already fucking downloaded himself into his system. So he's in a coma, I want to say.
Yeah, she kicks his ass so much that he,
like
he
Ronda Rousey status, like done.
Yeah, just about, dude, yeah.
So he's no more physical, he's more digital.
Yeah, which is interesting.
So
dude.
Instead of.
And everyone's tripping out, like, holy shit, he finally fucking.
Yeah, instead of Jarvis, he's fucking. The AI. So we get that. The president pretty much gives Ms. Marvel.
Captain Marvel,
whatever the fuck you want to do. Don't worry about it. I'll have your back. Whatever you think you... It's kind of interesting what she might do.
Yeah, kind of curious,
with this fucking, this golden ticket.
Yeah, pretty much.
The homeboy, Arias? The fuck was that? The guy that saw everything?
Oh, fuck me, yes. I don't know how I feel about that. Ulysses.
Ulysses becomes a Cosmo God type thing. He gives out his last
Cosmic
images.
Being,
which is pretty much a preview of what the fuck Marvel's going to do. in the next six, maybe year. This whole year.
Which, yeah, dude, it was not a good fucking title. It wasn't, dude.
Man. And I talked shit because I saw this web series. Mm-hmm. These guys were talking shit on it. I'm like, you guys fucking suck. Fuck you. Bendis is the man. Fuck that. And they're like, dude, if you read it, I don't know. And like, you come back after you read it and you fucking tell me.
Yeah, no shit, if you're still dude.
Big Dick Bendis. So, anyways, that's pretty much the whole fucking comic.
It was not good. It was not good. It was just bad. Everything. The art was beautiful still. Oh, the art's but so fuck nice. Me, the ending was just so bad, dude.
I could just see the artist drunk. God damn it. Fucking sucks.
Just about, right, dude? Okay, my next review is going to be, do you have one more after this?
Maybe.
Okay, cool. Go for it, because we still got a little bit of time. Do you want to jump into yours? Because mine is just a piggyback. I read Unworthy Thor number one and number two and number three, actually.
Do
you want me to jump in, or you want to go first?
I guess I could do Infamous Iron Man.
Oh, there you go.
Real quickly. It's about Doctor Doom. And I guess he had plans for Tony, but since Tony's fucking...
A vegetable.
He has to do it on his own. We get some classic Doom at some fucking the Cabal.
The Cabal, dude.
This is random.
Okay, dude. That was the beginning page. I really enjoyed that.
It was really good. I mean, they had a jobber there, so they.
And it's cool. Go ahead. No. It's your review. Go for it.
Well, they got some main heads here. They got
Namor. They got White Queen.
They Loki. Got Loki, and then they got this random dude.
Red Hood.
And have you ever read anything? Well, yeah. He's a jobber. So he's fucking there to die. So he starts talking shit like, "Well, what about this? I heard about your mom, and you don't want to talk about fucking
Doom's mom.
Doom's mom, bro." And
she died in her soul. You had to go to hell for and fight Satan for her soul.
To pick it up. And he's like, shut the fuck up. I'm not going to tell you again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
But I thought that was pretty cool. And what the fuck do you need us if you already went to hell and did all this?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, why the fuck do I need you? Fucking snaps his fingers. Yeah. And does he kill him or he puts him in a portal? No,
he teleports him away.
Dude. Fucking Doom. Come on.
It was dope.
It was dope. Then they go into the story, and this other sea character we haven't seen, I don't know his fucking name, has kidnapped Maria Hill, and he wants all the fucking codes to launch shit. He's made up this special chemical to, like a true serum, but extreme to go past their protocols, and... Doom comes up, says, no, bitch.
Without his suit. He's in a suit, but not his Doctor
Doom. Yeah, he's like in a fucking Men in Black suit type thing. He's like, you know what? He's like, I know that fucking voice. He's like, yeah, bitch, you know me. And you're going to let her go. And, you know, he fucking pretty much, it's not even a fight, bro. It's just like, you're done.
He uses his magic.
Fucks him up. Tells Hill, you know what? I saved your ass. I can't have you looking weak.
Yeah.
So, run along.
Pretty much, yeah, dude.
Pretty much, so. Yeah. What else? He goes back to his office, and we see Thing in here.
Which was interesting, dude.
It was very interesting. He's kind of like a big brother type of looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
What's going on. I thought it was all right.
And then we see Victor Von Doom going to visit Tony Stark, dude. AI. And that's when he realizes, like, wow, you fucking did it, dude. He's like, don't worry. You're smart enough. You would have figured out after a few years how to do the same
thing. Yeah. And then he takes one of his suits.
He's like, now I know what to do. Don't touch my fucking suit. He's like, no, now I have to be fucking Iron Man since you can't do it.
Does he really need a suit? I mean,
he doesn't, but it is, I know. But like to see him in an Iron Man fucking suit and...
Yeah.
I liked it, dude. The art was good. I love fucking Doom. I'm curious to see where this goes.
I want Doom too, dude.
All right. Do you want to see Bad Guy Doom? Or do you want to see rehabilitated like Magneto Doom?
I want to see fucking...
Because I still love Magneto. Because you know he's still willing to do what he has.
Can Doom be a fucking good guy like Magneto? Can you call Magneto a good guy right now?
He's an anti-hero.
He's an anti-hero.
But yeah, he's doing the things that need to be fucking done.
It is true.
In a sense, yeah. But anti-hero for sure, dude.
So, it was all right.
Not bad, dude. Okay, the last one I'm going to hit is going to be Unworthy Thor number 3 now. This one starts off with Odin's son shackled up, locked up, and he's fighting to get to this new hammer, but failing miserably, dude. He keeps getting his ass kicked. All right, chain him up again. The collector's like, nope, dude, we just chained him up. Chain him up with everything. That was everything. We'll find everything, shackle him up again. They kick his ass, dude. They fuck him up, and they toss him back in his fucking cell. It's really cool because he's like a broken man right now, dude. We see some cool back and forth between him and another cellmate till Beta Ray Bill finally shows up. Mm-hmm. He's like, I've been locked up too, but I was able to find my hammer. He breaks out Odin's son. It's really cool, though, because now we see Odin's son kind of tripping out. Like, these nightmares he's been having, it's really fucking with his mind. Mm-hmm. And he, like, snaps on his friend. And he has no access to a hammer, so he starts lashing out and even attacks Beta Ray Bill. And Beta Ray's like, dude, we're brothers, we're homies, chill the fuck out, dude. I know you're a little upset because you can't pick up your fucking hammer. Mm-hmm. It was a nice little scrap, though, dude, but it sucked to see because they are friends, dude. Now it's just really cool because the dreams he's having, it's weird because we're not sure if it's his memories from the hammer itself, like this new hammer, or the previous Thor's life that held it, the ultimate Thor from the ultimate world. If it's his thoughts that are giving him the nightmares. Mm-hmm. So trying to figure that out was pretty cool. Excuse me. So now, dude, as it goes on, dude, it's them scrapping, and then we see a side panel of Black Swan, of Proxima Midnight, and a prior visitor, the one that hit up Thanos, like, I think I have some information you might want about this hammer. So now it's the Cabal, Thanos' Cabal, and they're trying to find this hammer. Wow. They teleport in, it's like, oh, fuck, two Thors? All right, let's teleport out, let's get the fuck out of here, let's find the hammer, let's book it. It's kind of cool, though, dude. They quickly leave as soon as, you know, they see that the two Thors are there. They get out. And as the panel goes back to the two friends, we see Odinson making a few changes before heading out to try to get the other hammer, if they can. And he's had long hair for the longest time, and now he's cutting off his fucking long locks. So now he's got short hair.
Really?
He's like, all right, let's go to work. So that's how that one ends. Two Thors. I love Beta Ray Bill. He's the horse-looking fucking Thor of the bunch. Mm. I like him a lot, dude.
Very cool.
He's always been a cool Thor, and the art in this is great. The writing is dope. Still Jason Aaron, and it's good, man. We're checking out for sure.
Sweet, sweet.
All right, that's all I got for comic reviews, man. You want to add anything? We got WonderCon coming up.
We do.
In March.
End of March. And, we got our press passes ready, and we're ready to rock the fucking... I mean, we bitched about Los Angeles.
Oh yeah,
but like,
oh yeah,
the way they had it,
they hooked us
all set up.
Yeah.
Even the rooms with the panels were like, oh shit, like a WonderCon. Oh, it's not working.
Yeah.
GG Bun, why don't you go in and just fucking, you know, just talk to people. You know, no mic, no nothing. The shit wasn't working.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems with things not working.
Yeah, you know what? I guess you're right, dude.
And it's just like, what the fuck?
Well, WonderCon we hit last year.
Right.
And it was, as far as the interviews, DC hooking us up, that was fucking dope.
It was.
The drive out there and the traffic and everything fucking blows, dude. But besides that, I mean, it's across the street from us and it's our backyard, dude. And we fucking love
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm excited and... You know, we don't have, you know, you don't have to fucking fork out a lot of money like the last time. So I'm down. I'm ready to go. Hopefully we see some of our listeners we hook up with.
Yeah, we got to hit up Loop. I don't know. She came out last year. Ed came out last year.
Ed, I missed you, bro.
Jake has came out to see us before.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in that other fucking panel.
Oh, that's right.
With the nerds.
Yeah, we'll definitely fucking hook up something and get a fucking chat going and we'll see what's up with everyone, I guess. Dude. Interview them on the spot since we got this cool equipment now, dude. So
fucking rocking it, man.
All right, dope, man. That's all I got for everything, dude. I'm fucking beat. I'm sore as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
You ever fuck so much where you're just crazy sore?
Jesus, I thought you were doing that kind of stuff.
Body is sore, dude. This shoulders, guy. Hamstrings, quads. All right, guys, thanks for listening. You guys can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. You can find my boy here.
I'm M. The Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Peace out.